Attorneys for former Enron executive Lee Fastow say they are still trying to arrange a plea bargain for her. Fastow had negotiated with prosecutors for a deal that carried a maximum 5-month sentence for crimes including conspiracy to commit fraud, lying on income tax returns, and money laundering. But the deal fell through last week when the judge in the case said he reserved the right to sentence her to more time. Jury selection will begin in her criminal trial next month. Lee Fastow's plea bargain attempt enraged some of the few remaining Enron employees. One of them, based at the company's headquarters in Houston, Texas, is Melody Gray, and she sent us this essay.
Last Friday, work was busy. Our building, where Enron is headquartered, has been sold, so everyone has been packing up and getting ready to move. Because of the bankruptcy ruling, we are not allowed to throw any documents away, so we are having to catalog and file everything. Not an easy task because there are masses of documents. Even our trash has to be categorized and labeled business trash. So Friday, I was working on this while listening to MSNBC. It was playing on our large, expensive, ceiling-mounted plasma TV that will soon be auctioned off. Then, a story about Lee Fastow came on. I asked Gary what they were saying. Apparently, Leah was trying to plea bargain. I asked my fellow co-workers, "Can you believe it?" Tori stood up and said that she didn't really care, she wasn't getting any of her money back, and added that it's not as if everyone involved is getting punished. Someone from a row over yelled, "Fry them all!" Anna wanted to know why they were plea bargaining for a 5-month sentence. Did she have something planned in month 6? Was she traveling to Paris for some shopping? Pete remarked sarcastically, "Well, we have to cut them a break. I mean, they have already lost their 4,000-square-foot Galveston beach house and their 40-foot boat. How low are we going to make them go?" Gary was waiting to see what happened. He thought she was being treated too nicely. He said that there are lots of women who have kids that go to jail. Why is she getting special treatment? As for me, I would have been outraged if she only got 5 months. I know women who go to jail for 5 years because they wrote some bad checks. Leah was intimately involved in the destruction of a global company that employed thousands of people. Now that we know she didn't get her plea bargain, my co-worker Emery was very happy that someone was going to be held responsible. Eric added emphatically, "It's about damn time." It is time. Time to move on. I'll still watch the ongoing saga of the Fastows, but I've got work to do. I'd love to put them in a box and label it rich white trash.